Lesson 18, Activity 2.
Different countries have very different types of cooking, and there are usually good reasons for this. Let's think about Britain. In the 18th and 19th centuries, many people left the land and moved into towns and cities. They worked in factories, the men and the women, and they didn't have much time. So they had to eat very simply. Then, in the 20th century, there were two world wars. Many more women had to work in the factories. There wasn't much food, and people just had to survive. I think that British food is getting better, but it needs some time. Or look at France. The French say their food is wonderful. Maybe it is. But why? Well, one reason is the French Revolution. In the years after 1789, they killed the king, the queen, and many of the rich people. Now, all these people had chefs. So think about it. You're a chef in the king's kitchen, but the king is dead, and you don't have a job anymore. What should you do? Simple. Move into town and open a little restaurant. So, the best chefs in France started to cook for the people in the towns and cities. Or think about Turkish food. What do you think about? Well, kebabs probably, and maybe green and red peppers filled with rice or roasted on an open fire. It's very different from French or British food. Why is this? Well, let's look at the early Turks, 1,000 years ago. They were travelling across Asia on horses. They didn't want to carry big pots, so they put the meat on long pieces of metal. They filled the vegetables with other things, and everything went on the fire and cooked nicely. So that's what I'm saying. Food is history, and a lot of interesting history is about food.